Chapter 3. Kala sat at her desk, hunched over a copy of the latest issue of the Village Voice. She chewed the tip of her highlighter, as she often did when she was deep in thought, scanning through the pages like she was looking for a needle in a haystack. She had been up half the night trying to catch up on a backlog of editorial work, and was in dire need of a nap, but there was too much to do. Sleep would have to wait. When the letter started dancing on the page in front of her, she knew it was time to take a break. She stood up and stretched her 5'9" frame, trying to get rid of the stiffness in her back, and flinched when she felt the soreness in her arms.
"I need to cut back on the training,"
she said to no one in particular. Kala walked over and stared out her office window. She could see the park a few blocks away and New Jersey just across the water. When they'd purchased the dilapidated brownstone to build what would be their first official office, she knew she had to have that room, just for the view. Kala had even had the contractors knock out the wall and make it one big window. She would sometimes stand there for hours watching the city and the people in it. It filled her heart with pride when she reflected on how two college kids with a crazy idea had managed to build the foundation of something special. Real Talk had started out as an online blog created by Kala and her roommate, Audrey, back in college. They'd noticed that there was a void of material that appealed to young women their age besides gossip sites and rap music blogs, so they decided to try and fill it. In the beginning, they mostly wrote about stuff like how to navigate your way through college on a budget, the quality of food in the cafeteria, and the importance of keeping the toilet seat down in the co-ed bathrooms. But as their audience expanded, so did their content. Real Talk began to address more serious issues, like the mismanagement of the school's budget, diverting more money into athletics than any other program, including campus safety. It was Kala and Audrey who forced the school to call in the state police when campus security botched the case of a girl who had been raped a few months prior. Though the assailant was never caught, the gesture pushed Real Talk into the spotlight. After graduation, Audrey pursued a career in journalism, while Kala traveled the country with her father.